This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about the U.S. House of Representatives and aid and Johnson's plan to, in theory, get that aid through. Maybe, possibly, that's what he's trying to do. We don't really know yet. And how we might be about to find out whether or not he actually is smarter than everybody's giving him credit for. Because there's a chance that things go a certain way, and it would be a really good sign that people are underestimating him. Okay, so what's going on? I know that a lot of you will be very saddened by this, but apparently the U.S. House of Representatives is not going to take up the all-important issue of liberty and laundry and freeing your refrigerator or whatever. If you don't know, Republicans in the House had an entire week of appliance-themed legislation that they were going to put forward that was, it was a giant joke. As near as I can tell, they got made fun of so much for this that they're not doing it now. Instead, it appears that Johnson is going to try to tackle the aid issue. Now, the U.S. House of Representatives under the Republican majority has been dysfunctional, to put it nicely. It's been a mess. One of the things that has been held up is a giant aid package. And this aid package would provide aid for Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel. It's a huge thing. The pressure has been for them to move on the Senate plan. Johnson is apparently not going to do that, and instead is going to bring each issue up for a vote on its own. People were opposed to this because the assumption was that it wouldn't all get through. In fact, the administration, Biden, the White House, has said that they will not accept a standalone aid package for Israel. They want it all. What if it all does go through? It's not impossible. If he has a better read on how people are going to vote, it's not impossible. Then the House of Representatives doesn't look dysfunctional. They got it through. And Biden has to accept something that he said he wouldn't, because he can't actually say no when he got everything that he wanted. Just didn't get it the way he wanted. That's the only thing that really makes sense. Otherwise, this is just another method of reinforcing the public's perception of the massive amount of dysfunction that has plagued the Republican Party in the House. Because if it all doesn't go through, well, it doesn't go anywhere. So they had the vote, but they still failed. It doesn't help them. Unless they think that they will be putting Biden in a tough spot by having him just stick to his guns. I don't think that's how it'll play out. I don't think that will be a tough decision for him. And then you have to figure out how it's going to go through the Senate as well. So the plan that has been announced, it is very much, let's just call it in flux. But it appears that Johnson is going to try to move on this. We'll see how it plays out. But there's a chance that it all goes through. If it does, he's made a pretty smart play. If it fails and it doesn't all go through, each individual piece doesn't pass, well, then it's just more dysfunction in the Republican House, where they're engaged in a show for social media and not getting anything done. So we'll wait and see how it plays out over the next few days. Probably wouldn't see a vote on this till Friday. But it's probably going to be an interesting few days. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.